Tomorrow is Election Day, and millions of Americans will decide the fate of the Senate, the House, dozens of governorships, and local races. And in at least 28 states, we're seeing early voting numbers far exceeding the 2014 midterm elections. Here at The Takeaway, we're continuing our coverage of ballot measures around the country by heading to California, where residents in three Bay Area cities will vote on measures that raise corporate taxes to fund services for the homeless. The initiatives have pit tech titans against tech titans as the region tries to solve one of its most difficult and systemic problems. Marisa Lagos is a political reporter for KQED, and she's here to give us the story. Hi, Marisa.
Hey, Danziana. Thanks for having me.
So we know this issue of homelessness is something that has affected the Bay Area. How important, and more importantly, how visible has it become?
Oh, incredibly visible. And, you know, it's really having an impact, I think, both on, you know, economic considerations like our tourism industry. And I think just generally people who live here are really fed up. It's not humane. I mean, it's very visible in cities like Oakland and San Francisco. There are tents with people living in them. We've just seen a spike in the sort of, you know, street visibility of homelessness. And then there's, of course, all those invisible homeless people like families who may be living in cars or doubling up on couches. I know that in some schools in San Francisco, there's been a huge problem with school children not having stable places to live. So I think it really has reached a breaking point, and it's something that pretty much everyone is looking for solutions to.
And let's talk about what the three measures are till tomorrow's election day. What's on the ballot specifically?
Yeah, so the biggest one I would say most controversial is Proposition C in San Francisco. This would tax revenue on companies that bring in over $50 million a year, and it would tax that revenue over $50 million a year. It's a gross receipts tax, and it would raise an estimated $300 million a year. That would double San Francisco's homeless budget. About half of it would go to long-term fixes like supportive housing, and the other half would go to things like shelters, mental health services, and rental assistance, things that are seen as more immediate. The other two are a little less controversial. Measure HH down in East Palo Alto would tax large office space at $250 per square foot, and that's for affordable housing. And then Mountain View has really set its sights on one employer, Google. It's a head tax on Measure C, so it would basically tax each employee, and larger companies would pay higher tax rates. And that's expected to raise around $6 million annually, and that would be used actually for transportation, which is kind of another issue that the housing and affordability issue has really laid bare is our transportation challenges here. And so you have people, you know, sleeping in their cars, maybe outside of Google. We had a big thing with like the bus drivers who couldn't commute from the Central Valley. So they would sleep in the buses and then drive Google employees to work.
I'm talking with Marisa Lagos of KQED about ballot measures aimed at raising funds for homeless services. And Marisa, let's go back to Prop C, because you say that's the most controversial. So there's Mark Benioff of the tech company Salesforce and Dianne Feinstein and Nancy Pelosi on one side who are saying, yes, this is a good idea. But on the other side, we've got Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey and the new mayor of San Francisco, London Breed, who say they're against this. Can you give us a sense of why? I mean, given the size of the homelessness population in the Bay Area, I would imagine any and all attempts at fixing this would be a pretty straight shot, no?
Yeah, I mean, I think the opposition of someone like Jack Dorsey is more understandable. You know, he not only heads Twitter, but Square, which handles payments. And so they would actually be taxed at a much higher rate under this plan. I think Square is actually where Dorsey's concern lies more than Twitter. I mean, we've seen him, the Chamber of Commerce, a lot of other big companies, Lyft, for example, come out and put money to oppose this. And I think the bottom line is that the mayor's opposition has given them political cover to do so. And what she and some other folks in this, you know, very liberal town, but they are more moderate Democrats, quote unquote, say is that the city already spends $300 million a year. We need to do a better job of accounting for that money.
Well, I agree. I'll stop you right there. But the problem, I think, is so exacerbated, and you've seen this in your reporting, that it just stuns me that there is opposition to this at all.
I agree, especially because our mayor, you know, just won a special election after our mayor died last year. And so she'll be on the ballot in one more year. And so it is really kind of, I think it is head scratching to a lot of people, especially considering, you know, we trust City Hall in San Francisco with something like $11 billion a year. And folks who are opposing this are saying another $300 million we can't possibly trust them with. So I think a lot of advocates on the other side feel like maybe it's more political, like the mayor was not involved in writing this measure, and maybe she feels like she doesn't have ownership.
Right. And there's also the fact that rents have skyrocketed. It's one of the most expensive places to live in the United States is in the Bay Area.
That's right. And I think that's what advocates say who are, you know, pushing Prop C is like, look, you know, there's always this argument made, oh, we're going to become a magnet for homeless people. Something like 70% of the homeless in San Francisco were housed in the last decade. And so these are people who are losing their housing largely because of the affordability crisis. Of course, things like mental health and substance abuse also play into it. But I think what you're really seeing from folks like Mark Benioff, the Salesforce CEO, who has really stepped up philanthropically, he's coming out and saying, look, the homeless crisis is an existential crisis for Salesforce to stay headquartered in San Francisco. Paying a little more tax for me is not. And so he's really been not only putting millions of dollars behind Prop C, but sort of become their most vocal proponent. And you mentioned that's this interesting split because, you know, Dianne Feinstein is no, you know, lefty progressive San Franciscan. She's pretty moderate, but she and former Speaker Pelosi, House Minority Leader Pelosi, have really come in and said, look, something needs to happen. And so it has set up this sort of clash of not only the tech titans, but some of the most powerful politicians in San Francisco.
We'll be paying very close attention to see what happens between now and Election Day. Marisa Lagos is a political reporter for KQED, and she's also the co-host of the podcast Political Breakdown. Marisa, thanks again for joining us.
Always a pleasure, Tanzina.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.